There's nothing you can do without steel hardening.
I didn't know you could do that.
Sure. Make hardening of steel. There's anything you say you haven't got in your car. I don't know how, what kind of car you got unless you have it in that thing.
I
don't give a damn who made it. I don't know what kind of pot you cook in, but you're not cooking in a plastic pot. That's a cockeyed sure thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So when we go to talk about those things, we had a movie down in Kiwanis Club Thursday, and the gentleman that was there, he was a congressman, and he was talking to the farmers in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best movies, the best things I ever heard. And he told a lot of little jokes along the line that made it very interesting. And he's talking about how the farmer was shortchanged. And he was up there before one of these committees, and the Senate committees up there, and they were asking him questions. And one of them senators says to him, now this man is dead, he got killed going to his victory dinner after his re-election. He wasn't here, whatever was there, that's gone. This is the Navy before he got killed. And this senator asked him, he said, Mr. Congressman, when are we going to have a 25-cent loaf of bread again? He said, I tell you, Mr. Senator, he said, we're going to have a 25-cent loaf of bread when we get a $12,500 a year senator. That gave him food to thought, didn't it?
You think the farmer's not getting up in this country?
I say this. Why should we give all this money to people who don't like us? Instead of doing that, why not give it to the farmer and take the farmer's produce that he gives and give it to whoever we want to give it to? Give it to Japan, we can give it to Germany, we can give it to Czechoslovakia, we can give it to India, we can give it. If they want to sell it, that's all right. If they want to go hungry and sell it, that's good. But let's keep that money here and give those farmers enough money that they can have a decent thing to live. I don't know that you know it. I don't know what kind of a tractor it takes to raise those peanuts over there. It don't take very much over here. But when you go out there, these sugarcane planters over here, you're talking about a $40,000 tractor. They can't cultivate those things with a gravel tractor. So let's do the sensible things to do. I don't have anything. I'm not charged with finding the reason for those things, but I know that there's a middle ground there somewhere. And I just think, I don't want the farmer to be taken care of. I let the farmer take care of himself. But I don't think that he ought to be charged with things that he didn't. The farmer goes out there and he wakes. How many hours you think of milk, the man that raises the dairy out there, how many hours you think he works, see? How many hours the man that's working in the General Motors up there, he works 8 hours and he gets overtime for everything over there. That fellow that's in that milk and that cow and stuff out there, he waits until the job is done. He don't get no overtime. If the cow dies, that's his hard luck. Do you think for 1 minute that you would have as good a living as you had if it wasn't for the farmer producing food and fiber that they're producing? Look at the things in India out there where they're not doing it and see what kind of little bit of legs and pot bellies they got on them. You don't see that in this country.